This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That we believe may still be held in Gaza or by Hamas, some 50, we believe, are now going to be exchanged. And what was announced earlier on Wednesday morning, folks, a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas early Wednesday that would bring a temporary ceasefire in the conflict, but hopefully would see the return of some 50 of what we believe, again, to be 240 or so hostages that are still being held. It would be, in fact, a prisoner swap for other Palestinians, but that is the information we have going into this morning. This Wednesday edition, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, and glad that you're spending some time with us here as we begin to head into Thanksgiving. The telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message and communicate that way and send in your ID. Idea or your comment or question for us here on the program. So once again, it is Wednesday. You're glad to be there, and we're glad that you are there, by the way. And we have a lot to talk about, and just a quick program note, we do have a caller holding on the line here patiently, but before we get to the caller, I just want to give you a quick program note, and that is we're going to be out of the studio on Thanksgiving Day. That would be Thursday. Also on Friday, we'll be out of the studio those 2 days, but back live for the Saturday or weekend show, again, starting at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, goes from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday mornings, and so we'll be back live for that. But, of course, so we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. We hope that you have some great plans. Hopefully you can spend time with friends or family, and, again, just have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and we're going to be doing the same, of course, but we'll be thinking about you. And, folks, of course, we've got, as I said, we had a caller hanging on the line here. We've got, I believe it's Jim in Clearwater. Good morning, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving early to you.
Good morning, Kyle, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to throw this out there. It sounds a little off the wall, I guess. But anyway, it might help thaw the ice if you're at Thanksgiving with different political people. There's a TV show. I don't know if you remember, but anyway. It's called You Bet Your Life with Groucho.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah. I sort of remember. Right. Yeah, it's a while back, yeah.
Right, right. Well, I was like 6 years old when it came on. But anyway, I know it sounds a little off the wall, but it's actually, I've been watching reruns of it on Roku, and it's actually quite good. I was surprised. He interviewed a lot of celebrities back in the day. People and athletes like Bob Matthews, the decathlon winner, Joe Louis, the boxer, Candice Bergen, before she became an actress. She was like 11 years old when she was on that show. I mean, just a whole bunch of people. And I know people think of Groucho and they think of the movies, you know, slapstick, you know, Harpo with the horn and all that. But this Groucho is actually a really very well-read person. And, you know, it was like a show where you answer questions, but he would interview the people. And he didn't insult anybody. And it was like this really feel-good time. I mean, it was a lot of good laughs and all that. But there was one episode, the January 1st, 55 episode, a woman named Janet Wong. She was South Korean. And anyway, she tells her story. And that the communists had taken over wherever she was at. Her and her whole family were lined up against the wall. They were about to be shot. The guy was, the communist guy was counting, the soldier was counting down. And just like, I mean, it sounds like a Hollywood movie. She said the 1st Division Marines came in and took those communists out. And because of that, she was there on Groucho's show. And I mean, she goes on and on for like 5 or 10 minutes. It's worth listening to. But I'll tell you what, man, I'm, that's one of the most patriotic things I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and I think the Marines should make that part of their basic training. So, I mean, you watch that, and it's like, man, wow, I get tears just for listening to this lady, you know. So, I mean, I'll just throw that out there for something.
As, a, you know, as you said, like an icebreaker for at Thanksgiving discussions. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, Groucho, he's really funny, and he doesn't insult anybody, you know. It's like, it's he's a head and shoulders above comedians of today.
And, oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know.
Very cool. No, that's a great story. And, yeah, I mean, that's incredibly moving, you know, to think. And this is why people who have come from other places where they are really, truly oppressed or their lives are really threatened, they want to come to America and they see the promise and they see, they embrace freedom and they embrace this idea that, hey, I don't have to live under a place where, you know, people can come and just take your life, you know, willy-nilly like that. And because somebody, you know, put you on the wrong side of some political line. And that's a big, big, big thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a totally happened, you know, totally true story. And plus, she was going back to get orphans. She was part of her church, and they started some kind of a group.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, and we are having fun. We are literally racing through and rocketing through this Friday edition of the program. And if you'd like to be part of the program, if you have some reaction to that debate between DeSantis and Gavin Newsom earlier with Sean Hannity, I sure would like to hear it. And that's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to talk about that or one of the other issues that we're going over this morning. Of course, the issue in Israel is now going to be front and center once again because the fighting has resumed there. The truce is now off, and Israel is now continuing its operation to root out and destroy Hamas. And this is unlike anything maybe we've ever seen. You know, if you watched a movie about 1930s Germany under Hitler, for example, and the things that Hitler espoused in that time, I don't know how many people have, you know, thought this over the course of their lives and encountering the history of what happened against the Jews by Hitler, that they would say something like, well, if I was around at that time, you know, I would stand up to the Nazis. I would fight them. The world would certainly not allow this to happen. And, of course, the world did go to war with the Nazis and at great cost had to destroy them. It was just a conflagration, perhaps, again, like we've never seen. But the alternative would have been to allow that kind of thing and the genocide of the Jewish people to go on unchecked. And people would I think, uniformly, if you ask them, well, I mean, how would you feel if you lived in the time when the rise of the Nazis and the Third Reich? And people would say, oh, I'd stand up to them. We'd call it out for what it was. Complete total hatred. Complete total insanity. But here we have these days. These days are here. We're living in those days where there is an unabashed hatred of Jewish people. There is an unabashed hatred of Israel. There is the strategy to eradicate Israel. And in many ways, it's being done under a pretense of protesting against Israel's operation in Gaza. Whereas I think most of this protesting really should be directed at Hamas, for sure, at its benefactors, and at the Arab world to say, you have to do something as well to turn off Hamas. You have to do something as well to, if anybody out there wants a two-state system, well, then work towards it. Accept it. Say to the, come out unequivocally saying the two-state solution will solve this problem. And we will no longer support terrorist organizations, and we will root them out with you wherever we find them. Now, that may be, that's pie in the sky. I get it. That's something that may not ever really happen. But that should be what we should be hearing about. Right? Because we'd all stand up to the Nazis. And I think a lot of good people would. And a lot of good people did, by the way. And they gave their lives in order to do that. But these days, it's unprecedented to see these kinds of things happening in the streets. And make no mistake, any of our traditional celebrations and our traditional times that are supposed to bring us happiness, I fear are going to be marred by these kinds of protests, by people who have now simply purposed in their minds to say that Israel is the root of our problems, and the world is just going to be better off if Israel can be neutralized, or this kind of thing. And it is almost spooky the way that this is taking hold. So I think you know where I stand on this, and I think that most people are also baffled by what we're seeing. But what's also baffling, of course, is what happened on that debate stage last night between Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom. We heard a little bit of this earlier last hour, but let's listen in again here as the question from Sean Hannity centered around crime and the rise of crime, not only nationally, but certainly also in California. Gavin Newsom, of course, trying to go after Ron DeSantis, saying he's letting felons get guns and this kind of stuff with no background checks and this kind of thing. So let's listen in, and we'll get their perspectives here. So again, DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, and they are toe-to-toe with Sean Hannity.
Is a template for America's collapse.
Okay, so let's stop right there, because what you're hearing him talk about there is the idea that Newsom was governor of San Francisco. He brought that same basic model to governing California, which causes the collapse. And then he said something else, and that is they want to take the model of California and apply it nationally. And if they apply it nationally, and by the way, folks, I think that is the plan. The plan is to transplant what's happening in California and make it happen all across the country. And how do you do that? You do that with a uniparty. Uniparty, that's a different connotation, right? But a monoparty construct. In California, you have a monoparty. In other words, the Republicans need not even show up in the state government, because the monoparty rule is sovereign, basically. And they can kind of do whatever they want. And by doing whatever they want, they put California in the position that it is right now. Okay, let's continue.
I got a follow-up question.
You brought up Jacksonville, Florida. Governor, San Francisco is 126% higher.
Governor, let me bring up
York. It's 84% higher.
The next question dovetails into
Tampa, it's 75% higher. What
What? Let me also say,
what are you talking about?
You're just
when
jabbering.
It comes to this?
I know you're like
just
to jabber.
By the way, those are all Israeli facts.
I know you like to lie.
Anytime you're uncomfortable,
he put the statistics up there.
Those are all facts.
Your crime is
what
higher.
Are you doing about
we know
the gun
your crime is higher.
Gentlemen,
what are you
I'm going to move on.
Gun murder rate in your state.
We'll let the audience. Look at the numbers. The FBI numbers on the side. According to the Gun Control Advocacy Group, every town for gun safety.
Yep.
Okay. California has the most, as you support, I know, Governor, restrictive gun laws in the United States.
Yes.
Florida has the 19th most restrictive. Yet, if you look at the year 2019, when each of you took office, California has had 21 mass shootings. Florida has had 9. Now, that is according to a USA Today, AP, Northeastern University database data. Keep in mind, a mass killing is defined as the intentional killing of 4 or more victims, excluding the deaths of unborn children and the offenders by any means within a 24 period of time. I believe, Governor DeSantis, you get this first.
What California wants to do is they want to make it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. Then they go easy on the criminals who are perpetrating the crime. They don't stand up for the men and women of law enforcement. That's why a lot of people have left the state, because they don't get the support from the communities that they need. And, you know, Gavin told another lie. He said we made it easier for felons to do. Felons are not allowed to possess firearms. That's federal law. That's been longstanding.
No background
check. That is an
no
absolute lie that he's saying
no
like that. That has nothing to do with buying or purchasing a weapon. So that's just a lie, another lie that's coming up. But here's the thing. People are leaving California in droves because he has failed to stand up for public safety. They are on an ideological joyride to let people out of prison early, to go easy on them. Heck, your buddy, Gavin's buddy in Los Angeles, Gascon, he doesn't even prosecute. When I was in Southern California for the Reagan debate, a lot of the women tell me they have to take off all their jewelry just to be able to go shopping, because otherwise they're going to get mugged. That is the reality that people are facing in California. Right. Gavin can try to put lipstick on that pig, but the fact of the matter is he has failed the people of California.
So there you have it. And, of course, you know, when you look at crime and you look at the perception of, again, of how people feel, even to go out, and I'm sure that in extreme cases that you do. And I mean, there would be places, I'm sure, where people don't want to have any kind of outward sign of wealth or outward sign of any valuables on them, and so forth. And that's just not right. That diminishes our freedom and our ability to quietly enjoy our lives and go about our business. Not to mention, of course, as DeSantis was talking about, the basic legalization of retail theft. If I'm standing there in line getting ready to buy my groceries and someone else can just fill up a duffel bag and walk out the front door, that is not a stable society, my friends. That is a complete de-evolution. Folks, stay right there. Coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
U.S. USA News Update. Hamas has transferred six additional Israeli hostages to the custody of the Red Cross following the release of two hostages just hours earlier. The development coincides with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire by another day. Nevada's law enforcement community is in grief following the death of two state troopers who were struck and killed.
Undersheriff Andrew Walsh of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department urged people to come together.
And right now, during this very tragic time, the Nevada State Police is going to need that love and support from the community more than ever.
The person driving the car responsible for the crash is currently in police custody.
The NFL has released schedule updates for Week 15. The Minnesota Vikings facing the Cincinnati Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Indianapolis Colts, and the Denver Broncos meeting the Detroit Lions. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Of course, the Friday edition is just flying by, and whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're with us, choosing to spend some time with us here this morning, and whatever you plans you have for the weekend, I hope that they are good and they work out. You know, we were supposed to have a lot of weather come in this weekend to Southern California, but it looks like that may not really be the case at this point, so I will take it because we thought it was going to start raining on Wednesday and then come in a lot heavier towards the weekend and parts of the weekend, most of the weekend. But as I said, it looks like now maybe that's going to miss us. So I will take it. I really will because we've had a lot of these atmospheric rivers come through. So this is why I'm so sympathetic to our friends in Seattle, for example, in Portland and the Pacific Northwest that are supposed to be getting these new atmospheric rivers coming in. And we're with you. So bat down the hatches up there and stay safe. That is for sure. All right. Well, once again, to sort of finish out on this debate stuff, I didn't think that Newsom really hit it out of the park. And watching these two governors, the other impression I got, and again, I'm not trying to be personally insulting in any way, but it's difficult to see Gavin Newsom as sort of a working governor. Because he seems to be so interested and that in how DeSantis described things, which was a political or, you know, like an ideological joyride, I think is what he called it. I like that. Ideological joyride. And it's almost like an album title or something. I loved ideological joyride. That's exactly kind of what it is. And so it's difficult. I think it'd be more difficult for people to watch Gavin Newsom and project him being in the White House. Now, that's not to say that a lot of these ideological boxes that are checked don't get him votes and success, because obviously it has. But I think if you're looking at these two men, you're seeing, I think, much more that Ron DeSantis seems to be a governor who's governing, as opposed to a governor who kind of comes off more like, again, this ideological spokesman, ideological seller, of this kind of stuff. That is, when you're talking about these buzz issues and buzzwords and stuff, that somehow is going to carry us all through. But that's not the way the world works, right? That's not the way the world works. The world works very differently. Now, also, of course, a good question, and this was way towards the end of the debate. Great question from Sean Hannity about Joe Biden and how Joe Biden, is he fit to run? Is he fit for office? There's a decline there. But you got to hear what Gavin Newsom talks about with this, because, you know, we know that he wants to. I mean, at least that's my impression. If I had to bet real money, I would think he really wants to run for president. He's kind of waiting for this to come about. But in the meantime, he has to give this line. Oh no, Joe Biden, he's good. He's fine. It's all fine. There's no problem here. And that just doesn't ring true to folks, Republican or Democrat out there. So it's kind of bad when you've got somebody who's going to be sort of disingenuous about that, because they've got to say this particular line. It would have been much better if Gavin Newsom would have said, you know what, yeah, I don't know, he's got some problems, but he's working through them or something, or they're manageable. And I mean, he could say, we've had presidents, you've had other issues, physical issues and so forth, and we always find a way to do it. The guy was elected, he gets elected again, he has to, we just got to go with it. That would have been more respectable than, no, he's fine. So let's listen in. Let's hear the question and some of the response there.
Calling this the lightning round. It would be great if you guys cooperated. I'm not a potted plant here. And I want to ask you, we all know that federal policy does have a huge impact on states. We know that. I'm going to ask you three simple questions, and I just want one-word answers, okay, from three of you.
Do our best.
We're coming up on a break. And the issue is right now Joe Biden is president.
Yep.
So I would like both of you to give a grade to Joe Biden overall as president. Governor Newsom, I'll give A.
An A, absolutely.
Governor DeSantis. A failure. Yeah. Okay.
Now, that's your
now, number two, president. Are his policies helping or hurting your individual states? Is it helping the state of Florida?
The inflation is hurting our state big time.
Grade.
Fail. He failed. Yep. He failed on the economy.
The guy just $28 million in the science and tech act. Thank you, Joe Biden. It's absolutely accelerating our dominance in manufacturing, accelerating our revitalization.
Okay, that was a simple answer.
Unequivocally.
Lastly.
Absolutely yes.
Okay, I will ask you, Governor DeSantis. I have played over and over again, and Governor Newsom, you have seen over and over again. Joe Biden is experienced what I believe to be significant cognitive decline. And in other words, it's the toughest job in the world. Is Joe Biden experiencing this cognitive decline? Is it a danger to the country? Do you find when he speaks, what is your reaction to it?
Yes, he's in decline. Yes, it's a danger to the country. He has no business running for president. And, you know, Gavin Newsom agrees with that. He won't say that, but that's why he's running his shadow campaign. He should not be running. He is not up to the job. And it is dangerous for this country.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, there you go. Shadow campaign. That's even better than ideological joyride. But I got to tell you, of course, Gavin Newsom, you heard him. Oh, absolutely. He gets an A. And you got federal money, so thank you, Joe Biden. Yes, Joe Biden did that. And but again, not answering the question and really wanting to dance around the whole idea, as we'll hear here in just a moment, about whether or not he'd even be ready to run. That is Gavin Newsom.
I will take Joe Biden at 100 versus Ron DeSantis any day of the week at any age. In fact, all of the
you
folks
think, you think
on the
he got the job? You think he's 100%?
I've been spending 100%? Plenty of time with 100%? Joe Biden.
Oh, I've spent time with Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, results matter. Inflation now is down to 3.2%. Wages are up to 4.4%. The economy is booming. 5.2% GDP growth in the last quarter. Those are facts.
Okay, stop right there. So what are we complaining about? What are you complaining about? Just look at these numbers. Well, gee whiz, what was inflation before? And what was it like? And I think you'll hear Governor DeSantis mention this. What was it like to go to the grocery store? What's it like now? See, here we go. It says, listen, you just don't understand this whole thing. You got to understand these numbers. And we give you these numbers. And then now, no matter what's happening to you, you have no right to feel the way you feel. In fact, you ought to be happy. You ought to be happy that Joe Biden, I'll take Joe Biden at 100. oh, man. I mean, this is laying on real thick. Let's continue.
Here on Fox News, 14 million jobs, 10 times.
Let me move on. That was a lightning round.
President
now,
Obama,
on March 31st, 1968. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey.
So the debate that went on there, you've got Gavin Newsom basically again saying that he's not going to, that he's not going to be running for president, that he's going to support Joe Biden, he's going to support Kamala Harris, he's going to support them doing what they do, and so he's got no desire to be running right now. I just don't buy that at all. I don't think that he's being straight with you. I think that he's actually saying, I'm going to say this sort of party line. I've got to react the way that I'm supposed to react here. But I think people would have been much happier, and he would come off as much more genuine if he would have simply said, I know that people have concerns about Joe Biden. He's 80 years old, but I think that he can work through these things. As opposed to, I spent time with Joe Biden and all this, and I'll take him at 100, and he gets an A, and it's all sweetness and light. And when you do that as a politician and people can look out their front door, they look out their front door and they can say, or rather they can see that things aren't as good, that they can look at their pocketbook and see that things aren't as good. And you can go on all the live long day about inflation coming down. Well, it shouldn't have gone so far up in the first place. We shouldn't have ruined our energy independence in the first place. We shouldn't be doing the things that we're doing in the first place. And this is part and parcel of the Democrat strategy. Things are really bad. And they say, don't worry. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for you. And it was all Donald Trump, by the way, 3 years ago. And he screwed it up so bad that even we can't fix it yet. We need 4 more years to fix this. Folks, stay right there. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'll warn with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. And if you're driving a Ferrari Daytona Spider somewhere along the streets of Miami, we want you to call in tonight. We sure do. Oh, boy, I wish. Folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. That's Crockett's theme, of course. Miami Vice fame. Jan Hammer, the composer on that. And every time I hear that, that's what I think of. I think of driving through the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spider. And then later on, of course, a Ferrari Testarossa. And that was pretty cool when they got that car. But I think everybody likes the original car the best. Again, the car was the star in many ways. All right, so it's time now for our next Trucker Traveler Report. We've got a great song lined up. And once again, thank you to Driver Ron from Denver for another great request. And we thought we'd honor both requests here on the program this morning because, again, I love to say by request. And so, once again, we got another great ZZ Top tune. It's actually a cover and from about one of my favorite cities. And, of course, we have listeners in Las Vegas as well. And this is ZZ Top with a live version of Viva Las Vegas. We'll be right back. right, there you go. ZZ Top, Viva Las Vegas. And, of course, that's the late, great Dusty Hill on lead vocals there. Dusty Hill played bass, of course, with ZZ Top, and he was gone too soon. That's no doubt about that. But thank you so much, Driver Ron, for that that suggestion. Don't forget, folks, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you have a great song suggestion for us, a great song request. We'll be happy to receive it. All right. So once again, folks, we'll take a look at what's happening in the weather across the highways and byways of the land. And last hour, we were taking a look at a lot of precipitation that's happening in the Midwest part of the country. This is going to start south of Chicago, and it's going to head out west from there over into Kansas City, Missouri, and then over into Kansas itself. Then you've got some snow near Manhattan, Kansas, rain and mixed with snow all around Topeka, for example. But then also about the northern half of Missouri is covered in rain. Also the southern half, basically, of Indiana covered in rain this morning. Down through Kentucky, all the way down through western Tennessee, northern Alabama, also central and southern Alabama as well. Tupelo, Mississippi, that's, of course, Tupelo. We just heard Viva Las Vegas. And, of course, that was an Elvis tune, and Elvis, of course, the boy from Tupelo. And so down through Starkville, Jackson, Mississippi as well, down through southern Louisiana, crossing over, let's see here, through Lafayette, Pecan Island, and, of course, right there near New Orleans as well. So all this rain is moving along, of course, so it could be, if you're anywhere near these areas, like Knoxville, Tennessee, you're going to be, could have some rain coming in here as this rain continues to move. And then also in southern Ohio, near Portsmouth, you've got that happening. Cincinnati, Ohio, lots of rain right now as well. Also, we have some rain and snow to tell you about in Arizona. Certainly, let's see here, up around, Black Canyon City, Camp Verde, lots of rain and snow there. Phoenix, lots of rain. And then also over towards Dudleyville and Bayless, you've got rain happening right now there in Arizona. That's what we're seeing on the radar maps. We do have a lot of snow as well to tell you about. Boise, Idaho, you've got snow. This is going to be in that area. Then also near Idaho Falls, so snow on the radar just south of Idaho Falls falling right now. Blackfoot, Pocatello, just a little bit south of you. But again, these areas could also be getting some snow very, very quickly as well as this stuff continues to move around. So just be careful out there, everybody. We do have a lot of rain coming into the Seattle area, down through Portland as well. Lots of rain off the coast as that atmospheric river evidently starts to make its way in as we head into the weekend. Well, again, as we head into the latter part of this segment, we've got our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook is with us again this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Certainly the debate was interesting, but we also know, of course, that the ceasefire is now over and the fighting continues in Israel. So take your pick. Do you want to start with Israel or start with the debate tonight?
I'll start with the debate.
Okay.
I think what was pretty fascinating to me is that Gavin Newsom threw out all these numbers and statistics. 169%, 45%, blah, 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 blah. But he never said where those numbers came from. And DeSantis, when he threw out the numbers, he started off by saying, Lancet did this study and such, so he gave you the reference on where the numbers came from. Gavin Newsom is completely all in for all things Biden administration. I'm really rather stunned.
Yeah.
That he was truly a billboard for this administration. It was really quite remarkable to me.
Is that the price he's paying, knowing that he's basically the heir apparent here?
Well, I guess I really can't figure it out. It would seem that would be the obvious conclusion. But he's pretty adamant that he's not going to, you know, step in. I mean, he's just.
I know. I don't buy it. I mean, just the way he's saying it, you know, it seemed like everybody knows that seems to be where they're heading with this, but it's like he's playing a game with this.
Yeah. There was such dishonesty coming out of Newsom. I really kept waiting for something that I could wrap my arms around that he was telling the truth on. You know, my husband's from California, and he even said he's not answering the question. He's not answering the question. And Newsom would say, I'll get to it. And he would preface it by saying, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was just real tiresome.
I agree.
And sadly, I think DeSantis did a great job, but there was a lot that DeSantis still could have said that would have been better. Not it would have made his answer even better. I should say it that way.
Yeah. Very cool. But, very cool indeed. Yeah. Well, tell you what, we're going to hit the break, the top of the hour news, and we're going to come right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon about the debate, about what's going on in Israel, and much, much more. Taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Callers, hang on. We've got the top of the hour news coming up, and then we're coming right back. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.